waste them, take them out of the back and shoot them. Yeah, they don't deserve to live, do they? Those irritators. No, that is not the way to get rid of people who irritate us. Because sooner or later, if you deal with people who irritate you that way, you know, you'll actually face yourself, and you are the person who irritates you the most. So you'll have to deal with yourself the same way. Beat yourself up, shoot yourself, take you around the back, get rid of you. No, the only way to deal with people who irritate us is to tolerate. And the way to tolerate a person is to think of all the other things they do. Not just the irritating things, but all the beautiful things they do. Don't just look at the two bad bricks in the wall. Look at all the other bricks in the wall. And if they really do irritate you a lot, they become your teacher. When first few months in Thailand, the mosquitoes would irritate you so much, and it was worse for the Western monks. We used to get bitten maybe 10 or 20 times as much as the Thai monks did. I didn't understand. At first I thought what it was. Now look, if you were in Thailand, you are lucky because you've got hair on your head. And you see what, actually what I'm supposed to do, if it's not in Thailand, it's so hot, we have the bare shoulder. So literally, we had more seats at the dinner table for the mosquitoes. More of them could get on you because you had more exposed skin. And number two, it was the very first time in Thailand that there were Westerners in that area. I went to many villages. I was the first Western, the first white man they'd seen in a village, let alone a monk. So that was the same with the mosquitoes. It was the first time there was Western food in that area of Thailand. You know what it's like, you know, a new Chinese restaurant, you know, a new sort of, you know, Lebanese restaurant. People love to taste it, first of all. It's like a speciality, it's a rarity, a novelty. So all the mosquitoes were going around and telling their mates, hey, there's Western food at this monastery, come and taste it, you know, it's a novelty. So we got bitten to death. And we complained to Ajahn Chah, look, can't we get some, you know, repellent? Can't we get some mosquito course? Can't we get some mosquito nets? Help us, look, we're getting bitten to death. And Ajahn Chah told us, from now on, you call those mosquitoes Ajahn Mosquito. They are now going to be your teachers, not me. And it's true, you learn a lot from irritating things. So, if life wasn't irritating, there would be no reason to meditate. You wouldn't be here, would you? It's because people have irritated you. Because life has been irritating. Because everything is irritating. That's why you come here to find some peace. So thank goodness for irritation. And then after a while, sort of you understand that this is the nature of the world, so you learn how to be at peace with the irritations of life. That's how you do it. No, my nose is always irritating. I suffer from hay fever. Some really bad karma in my previous life. I must have punched an arahat on the nose. That's why my nose is always irritating. So, you know, I suffer from hay fever and you get sort of irritated nose every now and again. And what I really, really want, and I don't know why you can't get this. There's a doctor over here. Can't we have a nose transplant? I mean, they transplant all the other parts of people, but they don't do a nose transplant. And I thought it would be a wonderful thing because I'm a monk. Maybe, you know, I can get like a Sri Lankan nose. And that would, you know, just show my respect for Buddhism, like a nice black nose on a white face. That would be really cool. No one has done that yet before, and I think that would be wonderful. Or maybe like an indigenous Aboriginal nose, you know, because I live in Australia. You know, that would be great on a white face. And that means I wouldn't have this hay fever anymore. So if you can do that, please book me in. At what age can you start to teach children to meditate?